Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, so Dr. Wayne Purnell, he's a speaker, author, a clinical psychologist. That's what he got his PhD in, about the idea of communicating with each other during these troubling times. Let's talk to Dr. P.
All right, Dr. P, we're all in, or a lot of us here, at least in Illinois, in a matter of a self-quarantine or shelter in place, whatever you want to call it. And I think a lot of people think what it's going to be on before they go into it. And then the realization now that we've been here about a week or so is way different. I mean, it is really a lot tougher on our mental health than I think some people realize.
It's eerie, isn't it? It's, yeah. I don't know if you've been outside at all, but to walk down a typical street, it's empty. And you can see some of the blossoms from the trees blowing across. It makes it very Stephen King novel-like. And we human people need connection. And it's one thing to say, yes, I'm going to stay safe. And that's super important, not only to keep yourself safe, but to also, if you're an asymptomatic carrier, to not be someone who's endangering someone else. So keeping isolated is different than keeping socially distant.
Right.
And I think we need to remember that we humans need social contact. Even being able to see another face, you know, we're doing this remotely, but we can see each other's expressions. We can hear the inflection. It's different than a quick text. We used to say, you know, put the tech down and go, you know, go actually engage with somebody, go meet them in person. And now it's keep socially distant and pick the tech back up. And
yes,
it's a little, we're in a little different time.
So you mentioned that we need this connection.
Yes.
I mean, it must just be based on how we're wired and what our psychology, psychologically and biologically too.
It is psychophysiological. Yes, we have this thing, a band across our frontal lobes called mirror neurons, and it's what allows for empathy. We can see happiness and sadness, and we feel for other people. And so being able to see that is really a big deal. We also need human contact, and that's tough. If you're a single, that's tough, especially if you've got a special pillow or blanket, if you've got a pet, you know, your own fur baby, just have some contact. And if you're with a family that is isolating, connect, physically connect.
Yeah, really. Over the weekend, my younger brother and his wife joined a conference call with me and my husband, and we were on for 4 hours just chatting. Just we could share each other's screens, watch something together, laugh about it. And I got to say, it made all the difference. It really did feel great. Is that a recommendation you have for people?
I think
texting and use the tech that we have.
Use the tech and use the not tech. I think just the truly human connection. You know, I've been asked about what aren't introverts loving this? And the truth is introverts, they're not, you know.
Right.
Extroverts are really not loving it, but introverts are also not loving it because there's a difference between social distancing and being a hermit.
Right.
And even introverts need to know that people exist. I love what you just said. I'm going to actually recommend that. That is so good. Get, you know, my wife is a bit of an introvert, right? So we can sit in the same room and I can do my work and she can do her work and we know we're there for each other. I think
right.
That's important. Doing what you just said, watching a movie simultaneously, remotely, I love that idea. In my neighborhood, one of my neighbors, I just really salute him. He created this this gathering. It was almost like a block party. It was a socially distant block party. Everybody stays 6 to 8 feet away. There is a wine bottle that one person passes, but it's not passed. It's like you're able to extend your arm far enough to pour the wine, right? So that is a 6-foot distance. And it became a way of meeting the neighbors in a way that we hadn't done before.
Yeah.
And I think that is so important, right? Just even community connection.
What do you say to people that maybe do have friends out there that they could talk to, but they're really bad at asking for it? Because look, I mean, there's some people that are going to have to ask for help.
Yeah. Well, ask. There's two things about that. One is ask to help. Mm-hmm. That's a way of asking for help. It's, you know, being able to share your concerns, being able to recognize we're all in this together. And at the same time, each of us has a different experience. And to reach out and be the one to say, how can I help you? This is what I'm going through. And it's a way of actually sharing your own personal experience while at the same time asking to help someone else. When you ask to help someone, when you put yourself in a helping position, it gives you a very different feeling. You become the helper, and it actually helps to psychologically level you up. It's magical. And so I would say if you're feeling like you could use some help, be the one to step out and ask someone else how you can help them.
I'm someone that needs like a plan and a schedule to stay on during the day. Yeah. Working from home made that a little bit tougher. But do you think building in that outreach into a schedule to make that part of a schedule can help people stick to it a little bit more? Like say, hey, I'm going to call, not just say, hey, I'm going to call three people. I'm going to write down the names of the three people I'm going to call today, and here's the times it's going to happen. Do you think that's the way people can kind of manage a couple things at once?
You are just full of good ideas today.
Hey, oh, I like it.
I love that, right? I love that. So here's the thing. I work with high performers. I do breakthrough coaching. I work with high performers who are on the go, on the go, on the go. Before this thing happened, one of the things that I suggested is absolutely have a schedule. Have a schedule for yourself. Have a schedule to reach out. And that's so important. Right now, we're looking at a time where you could be building habits for better or worse. How are you sleeping, right? Did your hours change just because you don't have to get up and go in? Did your dress change? Did your hygiene change? Right? Some people are like, well, I don't have to shave. I don't have to brush my teeth even. You know, it's like, no. Now's the great time to schedule exercise. Now's a great time to schedule reaching out to somebody. If you have a partner, now's still a great time. One of the things I recommend in my relationship recharge stuff is take a calendar and put on your calendar every 3 months something special to do, because we know how fast the calendar pages turn.
Yes. Well,
in 3 months, we're going to be in a very different place than we are now.
I hope so.
I hope so too. But even if you don't know what you're going to do, if you schedule it, we are going to do something special on this weekend.
Something to look forward to.
It's absolutely something to look forward to. So please do exactly what you just suggested, which is schedule who you're going to call as if it's an appointment. Also schedule time for yourself. That's self-care, right? So schedule time to go for a walk. Schedule time for that bubble bath. Schedule time for that special read, whatever it is. Schedule time for that dinner to be delivered that you hadn't, you know, you've been putting off. And that's a way of not only self-care, but also putting a little bit of money back in the economy and helping our local business.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, man, we're ordering this pizza for the greater good. Like that. So I'm not trying to look already at silver lining. That's a wrong way to put it in a world pandemic. But are there things that maybe that we do now that we're forced to do now can carry over, and maybe we bring with it once we get back to quote unquote normal?
Well, yeah, what I'm seeing is this. What I'm seeing is exactly this kind of connection. We all need to get better at leveling up our ability to go, hey, let's jump on a Zoom or Skype call. Right. Hey, let's do this FaceTime thing. Because we've gotten, our society has gotten into, I'm just going to send a quick text.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we know from early studies that about 7% of communication of the meaning of a message comes through in the words, which is why texts get so misinterpreted. 38% comes through in our inflection, our tonality, right? So you could say good morning, or you could say good morning, and they mean two different things, right? So our tonality, it counts. And then 55% comes through our bodies and our facial expression. And so again, it could be, yeah, no, this is great. I'm keep talking because I'm really interested.
It's like, as you walk away, right?
Right. And so, you know, that because that body language, that facial expression, even though it accounts for just over half of our engagement, or the meaning of our engagement, it is believed 100%. And so you could say exactly what I just did, you know, yeah, keep talking, I'm really interested, and be shaking your head. Or you could go, no, you know what? Presence. My presence counts. My ability to be present with you matters so much. And your ability to be present with me matters so much. That's where our connections are made. And so the habits that we pick up now in terms of, you know what? I could just reach out. I've got a friend that I've known since way back in middle school.
Yeah.
And he wrote to me. We've been writing. We see each other maybe once every couple of years. He wrote to me to see how things are going. And my response is, let's jump on a Zoom.
Yeah. Right? Let's see each other. Let's talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Where can people find out more about what you do? I know you've written a book, and if people are inspired by this and want to learn more, where do you guide people?
Thank you. Yeah, I have 5 books out there. I am a
all right, enough bragging, Dr. P. Okay.
Hey.
Fine. Okay.
I earned them. So
on one hand at least. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
You don't have to delete that at all. That's awesome. So, find me at dynamicleader.com. If you go to dynamicleader.com, I do have the Significance Factor available. Significance Factor is a number one best-selling book. It's available to download for free. I want that as a gift. The idea is that you can have influence and be somebody who's seen. You can have success and have gathered things, and more important, you can take it to the next level and actually step up and serve others, lift others. And I think that the whole idea of the Significance Factor is that please be influential for the sake of another. Please have success for the sake of another. When you do that, you move from success to significance. The Significance Factor at dynamicleader.com.
All right, Dr. P. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
What a pleasure. It's been really great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
For sure. Your very own
WGN. The American Lung Association is driving life-saving change. Lung cancer remains the number one cancer killer of men and women in the U.S. To help save lives, the American Lung Association funds millions of dollars of research every year and remains dedicated to finding a cure. Your car donation will help fund their research and save lives. Donate your car today and help the Lung Association drive life.